Phil, not the most fluent performance, but job done and result in the bag.
Yeah, I think when I compare to me standing here last season, I was probably praying for results like that where we could grind out when we weren't at our best. And that's what we've done. I'm not going to complain about the fluency of our football. Our players are learning how to win 1-0. I think we've had more 1-0s this season than I can remember at the Weaver. So it shows that we can do that. It's not going to be pretty at times. We need to have that side to our game where if it's not going our way, that we can get that goal and then defend. I mean, if you look at Sutton's form, I think they've only lost one in seven games or something like that. So they've probably got better. They'll be probably right at the top of the form table at the moment and fighting for their lives to stay in the league. So it was never going to be an easy game for us. They're not going to come here and roll over and have the bellies tickled. They're here, they're fighting, they want to stay in the league. And I really think they will. I think their manager will get them sorted. Obviously, we had many a good battle at Rushall, and you can tell he's putting them traits into his players. They're scrapping for everything. He's got them well drilled, well organised. So I personally think they'll stay up if they continue to play like that.
Whilst it wasn't perhaps the most fluent performance in terms of open play, you managed to grab a goal through a set piece, which is something that I'm sure you want to build on.
Yeah. I mean, we don't score enough from set pieces, so it's always nice when we get that. But I thought we could have had a couple more, even though I thought Joe, when he's gone through, he either slides, I think it's Ozzy or Ryan there, and they score, or he should finish it. But their keeper's not bad as well. I think the keeper's one of the better keepers I've seen. So, keeper makes a good save. Ryan Brook goes through for me in the target. I thought Ryan Brook was superb when he came on, by the way. A couple of other chances, but I keep on at me front men about doing a little bit more, having a look in themselves to beat a man one for one, because that's what we're all about that expressing ourselves on the pitch, being stronger in them positions. And I feel when the fans are how they were tonight, I thought the fans were outstanding, by the way. That is the standard I expect from the fans, as they expect standards on the pitch. They were brilliant tonight, and they really helped us get through a tough game. And when the fans are like that, it gives the players confidence rather than it being a quiet environment, they're edgy. And I felt as the game progressed, people like Asabi really got into the game, showed what he could do. Yeah, his end product wasn't exactly what we want from him, but when he's on it, he's a match winner. And like I said, young Kalen played tonight, really worked his socks off. He's finding his feet at this level. It's difficult to come in. Stevie Joe, okay. And I just feel the more we're at home, the more the fans get behind us, the stronger goals will start coming then.
But whilst it wasn't quite clicking it up front, it was a really solid defensive effort with Ben and Kurt, particularly impressive.
Yeah, superb. I told the back four that they really need to up the game. I was bitterly disappointed with Blythe away. I think that team's going to win the league. That just shows our aspirations that we're disappointed to go up to Blythe and get beat. But the way we played, and I wasn't too happy. I said to the back four what I think of them in terms of the qualities that we have, and I expected a little bit more, and they delivered tonight. And they're more than good enough to keep clean sheets, them back lads, and Dan behind them really gives them the confidence. Sam just sitting in front, probably he'll hold his hands up tonight and say he didn't have the best of games on the ball, but defensively, you know, Sam's always going to put his body on the line, he's always going to go the extra mile for his teammates, and Matt Bell alongside him. So we had that solidity tonight, which was good.
Personally as well, the substitutes, I thought Riley, when he came on, gave you that bit of extra energy back, which was important at that time, because Sutton Coldfield, as we've said there, I thought Sean Geddes for them was outstanding all night. It was a hard earned victory, but again, a really pleasing victory as well for you, Phil.
Definitely, people will look at the league table and say we should be in that game, and we should, but we've been, when I took over, in the same position as Sutton, so we beat a lot of the top teams when we were in that position. You can't take any game for granted, especially when you look at the management team they brought in. They're always going to be well drilled, and you look at the results, we knew we were going to be in for a tough game tonight. I think other people have just looked at the league table. We've looked at, obviously, the results. We've looked at the last couple of games. They've been tight. They've got the odd goal here and there, so we had to be on our guard at the back, not to make mistakes, and I think the lads did that tonight.
Clean sheet as well for Daniel Gioli. Happy with your keeper?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we brought Dan in for the consistency and in tight games to be able to keep clean sheets. I thought Dave Parton, who was here previously, had done ever so well, but we were just looking for that bit more consistency, and we thought with a full-time keeper we were going to get Dan. When he was here last season, I think he found his feet. Then he made a couple of mistakes. Last he did, he got ever so... he grew into the
looks as if he's grown as well.
Yeah, he's great. And he's been great, do you know what I mean? He's come in, he's given us that back. He's just done ever so well, so we're really pleased with Dan, yeah.
Cookie's come back on Saturday. Josh Hancock in the middle of the park as well tonight. You know, and you've got a run of home games as well coming up as well.
Yeah, it's great that Sean Cook's coming back. Obviously, I think he's still top goal scorer. We'll have to look at that, but yeah. He's right up there. Yeah, he's a real threat for us. We're just hoping we can get him the minutes he needs to find his feet, because everyone's going to expect Sean to come in and just start and hit the ground running.
Including that's himself, probably.
We'll see. He'll be in my ear all week about playing Saturday. We need to have a think about how we reintroduce Sean. We either start him or bring him on, but he's going to play because he's a big player for us. So it's just about how we get him the right amount of time on the pitch to get him up to speed to where he needs to be. I know everybody in Nantwich will want Sean to play from the off, and I've just got to make that decision for myself if that's the right thing to do or bring him on. So I need to think, Sean will play some part of the game, and then it'll be for him to keep his place, which I know he will. It's really frustrating with Josh Hancock at the moment, because we're having to bring him off there with his groin. It just depends how long Josh is going to last. He's got to make a decision if he has his operation or not, and that's another blow for us, because you just get Sean back and Josh potentially could be missing at the end of this month for what could be 6 weeks or even longer. So we're hoping he does his up, but it's down for Josh to make his mind. I'll never pressurise any of my players. I would love Josh to see the season out and then have his up in the summer, but it's just whether if that's for Josh, and only he knows that. He knows his body, and I respect whatever decision Josh makes.
How important for Steve Jones to get another 60 minutes under his belt as well?
Yeah, it's huge for Steve. I mean, what we've got to remember is whether we like it or not, he's 40 plus years old, so it's a game management. That's why I didn't take him to Blyth, because I knew that would be no good for him on the bus, and he needs the rest, and then you're fresh enough to come on today and get you a goal or create you something. Fortunately, it wasn't his day, but it was good from the viewpoint, as you said, he got more minutes, and you know, the more Steve plays, the more sharp he's going to get, the more likely he's going to produce the goods for you.
Curtis again at the back.
Yeah, and that's why Curtis is getting a lot of attention. Kurt could have gone, he stayed, he showed me loyalty.
He had an offer, did he?
Kurt could have gone to a higher level. I'm not going to name the club because I don't want to get into that, but Kurt could have gone just after Christmas or just before around that time. And he showed me a lot of loyalty, so hopefully Kurt will be here till the end. And obviously we'll have to address where we're at with Kurt, but that's what I want. I want young, ambitious players. He wants us to go up, so if we go up, then we've got a real good chance of keeping players like Kurt. So that's the ambition, to go up, to encourage better players to come to the Weaver. But I also really believe in the group of players I've got, in terms of, as I've been saying all season, it's been a rebuild almost. So that inconsistent word that I keep saying this season, with regards to how many goals we're scoring and the entertaining football that people are expecting to see here, I think that pretty much all season we've played entertaining football. But when the goals aren't raining in like they were last season, people get frustrated, they get edgy. And the more this team plays together, the more they understand how we play, the better they'll get. So it's just about believing in what I've got, working with them as I always have, and just knowing that that end result of hopefully getting in them playoffs is on the horizon. So that's the main goal.
Well done, Phil, on a hard-earned victory tonight.
Yeah, thank you.